Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. So thankful to be with you today. I am humbled that you spend your time with me. As I've mentioned before in this month, this is brought to you by Healing Every Day, which is my podcast. It's one of those days, which is my book about healing, and it's a 90-day devotional journey. It's like the Oswald Chambers for healing, and that sounds kind of stuck up, but I don't mean it that way. I mean, it's a devotional for healing. So, anyway, if you are in that kind of a journey right now, and honestly, I'm always on that journey, I pray that that book would be a blessing to you. And if you feel that way too, then pick it up. Today, we're in Psalm 126, verses 5 through 6 in the New American Standard Version of the Bible, and it says this: "Those who sow in tears shall reap with joyful shouting. He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed, shall indeed come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for these verses, and I have often referred to them, and I have often written them down in my journal, because I think we can relate to the metaphor of sowing and reaping. And we do reap what we sow, and in this case, it's kind of an ironic sowing. We're sowing in tears. We are watering the earth with our tears. And you promise us that as we labor and as we pray for others who are far from you, and as we weep over the circumstances of our lives or the health condition that we have or the wayward child or whatever it is that we're crying about, there is a different future than what maybe we're imagining. Help us to have a prophetic imagination for what could be. Help us to look forward to the joyful shouting, realizing that you are a good God who does good things for his people. Lord, this is not an image of just someone who's partially crying. It says, "He who goes to and fro weeping, carrying his bag of seed." This is someone who's walking up and down the rows of a garden or a field, and continues to weep. And Lord, I know that many of us have some long-standing weepings, right? I know for me, I've got some people on my prayer list that have been there a really long time, and I have been going up and down the rows, the furrowed rows, you know, with furrowed brow, crying and hoping and praying and trusting that you hear me and you see me and that you are going to grant a way through for those folks. Or maybe it's been, I know for me, another source of to and fro weeping has been my career and just keeping at it even when I'm not seeing fruit over years and years and years. It's been about 14 years now where there were so many dry times where I thought, is this what you want me to do, Lord? Do you want me to get another job because this isn't working? And there was so many kind of bewilderments of, why is this continuing to happen? And should I persevere? And you were so kind and gracious to me to keep saying, keep at it, take the next step, take the next step. And perhaps that's for someone here listening today. They're discouraged in their job or their employment, and they are not quite sure what to do. Lord, would you give them the specific encouragement they need, whether it is keep going, keep taking the next step, or walk away? I can't prescribe that for them, but you know exactly. You know their hearts, you know their circumstances, you know their life, you know which way they should take. And so give them clear instruction about what is next. Lord, this connotes a harvest. And as one who loves to garden, I love the harvest. It's so fun. All those weeks and months of toiling, and you get to pick the tomato off the vine and you get to eat it. And it's amazing that you get to eat the fruit of your labors. And so I pray for my friend who's discouraged today, who has not seen much fruit and longs to see it. Lord, would this be a season where fruit comes? As we're facing the spring and coming up on the summer, I pray that this would be a time of harvest for my friend, that all those tears, all that watering, all those seeds that have been planted, you would give them a glimpse of what you are doing and how you will bring new things about, new life, new fruit. We need it sometimes, Lord. We need to know that we're on the right track. So would you grant us that today? I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help the podcast, you can rate it. So you can go to iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening to this podcast, and you can give it a 5-star rating. That really helps. And if you're really bold, you could write 2 or 3 sentences about how the podcast has affected you. That would really help. It helps get it into the hands of more folks. And again, I don't make more money if more people listen. This is about influence and longing to see people set free. So if you could do that for me, it'd be awesome, and have an amazing day, because you are an amazing person.